Martin Shkreli will always be known as Pharma Bro, the brash young hedge fund investor who shot to infamy by selling life-saving medicines at stratospheric prices.
At this price, Daraprim is still actually on the low end of what orphan drugs cost.
All of this attention and doctors and patient groups saying they can't access this drug, are you going to change the price?
No.
The U.S. government says Shkreli went too far. On Tuesday, he goes on trial on charges he raised the price of a common HIV drug by 4,000% and then tried to block competitors from offering a cheaper version to patients. Federal regulators have just reached a $40 million settlement with his former companies involved in the scheme. Shkreli is already in federal prison, convicted in 2017 of using his hedge funds to steal millions from investors. He was unrepentant after the guilty verdict.
This was a witch hunt of epic proportions, and maybe they found one or two broomsticks, but at the end of the day, we've been acquitted of the most important charges in this case, and I'm delighted to report that.
Along with his freedom, Shkreli has lost his expensive toys. In July, the Justice Department announced Shkreli had sold the only existing copy of a Wu-Tang album to help pay his $7 million fine. Even in America, there are limits to being a capitalist. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.